Holiday travel right smack in between Christmas and New Year's. CBS News Philadelphia's Marcella Baeto is at Philly International with how it's looking there.
Estimating about a 33 to 38 minute wait time if you're in the general TSA line. TSA PreCheck, though, that's an average of a 6 minute wait now. Because of the weather, we have seen a few cancellations and delays, but nothing too intense.
So far, it looks okay. I am definitely an early airport arriver. I think there are probably two categories of people I fall into that one, so I like to be here with a lot of time.
A senior citizen with U.S. citizenship who was thought to have been taken to Gaza as a hostage by Hamas on October 7th was actually killed during the initial attack. CBS New York's Dave Carlin.
The family of 70-year-old Judy Weinstein says her body is being held by Hamas. Weinstein held Israeli, U.S., and Canadian citizenship and had family in New York. Her husband, Gad Haggai, who was 73 years old, was pronounced dead on December 22nd, and his body is still being held by Hamas.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley remains in a tight spot following a voter's question about the reason for the Civil War.
She was asked at a town hall in New Hampshire what she believed was the cause of the Civil War. She mentioned freedoms and the government telling people what they could or could not do. She did not mention slavery. Fellow contender Ron DeSantis responded.
Not that difficult to identify and acknowledge the role slavery played in the Civil War.
DeSantis also echoed the response of former President Trump.
I just think that this shows this is not a candidate that's ready for prime time.
Haley has followed up on whether slavery was the cause of the Civil War, saying, to me, it was a given. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A common question asked by an officer when being pulled over won't be asked anymore in this state.
Millions of drivers in California have been asked the same simple question by a police officer. Do you know why I pulled you over? Starting January 1st, officers will no longer be able to start the interaction with that question. They will have to state the purpose of the traffic stop before asking any other questions. The same goes for any stops involving a pedestrian. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A recent study by Harvard shows many of the big social media companies made much of their money advertising directly to children, despite laws meant to curb just that. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
Harvard estimated, for example, that Snapchat derived almost half of its advertising revenue from users under the age of 18, and that more than a third of TikTok's revenue comes from that group, too.
The Dow at this hour up 91. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Granite Peak has opened up more trails in the past few days. They now have 25 open trails and 75 acres of terrain. These are machine-groomed with loose granular snow conditions. They have 6 of their 7 lifts open, including the Santa Lift for beginners. They haven't opened the west side yet, but they hope to start making snow on those runs by Friday night. An Eau Claire area veterinarian is warning residents to be on the lookout for ticks. According to a WQOW report, Dr. Kaylee Bull from the Oakwood Hills Animal Hospital in Eau Claire is telling residents that the unseasonably warm weather so far this winter has resulted in ticks being more active than usual this time of year. Pet owners should continue their usual flea and tick treatments for their pets all year, as Dr. Bull has already seen a few pets come into the animal hospital with symptoms of tick disease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this December 28th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to talk with Emma Palm, president of the Snyder 4-H Club, and she's bringing some friends in. Looking forward to talking to her about 4-H and UW Extension. Right now in studio, we have two of our favorite guests of all time, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Good afternoon.
How you guys doing?
Well, I feel extra special. Did you hear how he announced us? Good friends of all time.
I'm reading my teleprompter. I'm reading what it's written there.
But who wrote it?
Yeah, there you go. There's a good question.
Pam. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah, well, you know, the holidays is busy time. Mm-hmm. End of the year is fun and busy, but overall, everything's going good. Went well.
You know, I know, especially when we're young, New Year's can be such a party and a pomp, you know, circumstance, all of that. As we get older and stuff, I know that not only are our New Year's a little tamer, but I think there's this like relief that comes in at the end of the year where just like, whew, is sort of, you know, and then that comes in the real celebrating after that exhausted relief of that, and I imagine you guys got some fun stuff going on for New Year's.
Yeah, for sure. So, we want to highlight a couple things. I just wanted to mention that we want to thank anyone that participated in the 5 days of Christmas with us.
It was a fun thing.
So fun.
I didn't know if you guys wanted to get to that. I loved that, you guys. I loved, just as an outsider, I thought that was a lot of fun.
And just to recap, and we hopefully we'll do it again, and not just Christmas time. Like, hopefully we'll do pop-ups of this from time to time. We just really wanted to, we felt really thankful for 77 years, our community, but it was also inspired by Terry Lemron. He took us on a trip to India, and he was just so generous and so kind. He's sharing his knowledge. He's all about helping people, and we just felt really inspired by him.
Him and his generosity. And a lot of folks will know his company is Terry Naturally. It's, you know, the maker of Curamin for pain, Anxiocalm for stress. You know, like, the list goes on. I'll probably talk about a couple products later.
Revolutionized the industry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's 86 years old.
He's 86.
He traveled alongside us in India. Not an easy place to travel. I can say that at my age. One of the harder places I've traveled. But Terry was right there along with us, and he's been doing this for the majority of his life. I don't know, 50, 60 years. I don't know how long, but he's been doing it a really long time. And he's always been searching for the best quality products around the world and the most innovation. And that's what took us to India. That's where some of these herbs grow. They grow best. And that's where the research is happening, too, and the real innovations. And so we got to see all that alongside him and learn about the quality of these products. And like Katrina said, just all of that. And then just our appreciation for the community. We came up with this idea kind of spontaneously, like basically the Thursday or Friday beforehand. And then we're like, okay, let's do it on Tuesday.
We got to order everything. Wow. We got to be prepared.
Yeah.
But so it just as a brief recap, we did 5 days of giving. And some of them were, you know, you came in, when you came in that day, it was a free gift with purchase. And some you had to qualify like a certain dollar amount, $50 or $100, and you got a free product that, you know, valued at $30, $40.
$30-some dollars,
But it was really fun, and we did these videos for it each time, and that was fun. I felt gratitude doing it, just being thankful and hoping to share that gratitude and thankfulness to everyone else. So I think I just wanted to mention a thankfulness to everybody for following along with our craziness, but also supporting us for the last 77 years. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah. This is the time of year when it's really nice to reflect on all the positive things, especially, that have happened throughout the year. And 77 years is always kind of at the forefront of our mind when we're thinking about this. And as James probably knows better than anybody, we have such a wonderful community here in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas. And it's really what inspires us.
I'd be remiss, not that I would ever speak for a wide group of people, let alone this community, but as the person on the microphone right here, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that our thank you to you guys for that 77 years is every time we talk about you, we stop at the shop, we purchase things from there for a very long time, long before the pre-internet and all that, where you could just order anything online. If you wanted, you know, these kind of products, you were the only shop. You were the only place available, really, to be able to get most of these products, and especially local Wisconsin products that you guys have promoted for decades. I can't imagine if you looked at the trickle-down effect of how many of those businesses have been benefited by being supported by your store. Yeah. You literally put back into not only this community, but this state. For 77 years, you and your family have done that. So a big thank you to you guys as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been distracted. I see chocolate in front of me. I got to be honest. Everything you guys have said today, I've heard it. I really have. I'm listening, but I'm a little distracted by the chocolate.
Well, we can cut to the chocolate right now.
Yet, necessarily. I mean, but I'm a little distracted.
Let me do another little recap or two on a couple things. Then we can go chocolate. Yep. We can talk brief chocolate, et cetera. I wanted to just highlight, so a few sales that we have, right? There's a couple days left. There's some really great sales I don't want people to miss out on. Terry Natural, right? We talked about the gratitude to him. Well, we put the whole line on sale for the end of this year. Mm-hmm. So you all have a couple days to come in, stock up 20% off of your favorite things from Terry Natural. It's a great time to do that. Mm-hmm. And then some other sales I wanted to mention is a popular one is our CV Science CBD line. Mm-hmm. It's also all on sale. The whole line is on sale this month. So those are things. There's a handful more sales mm-hmm. of other brands, et cetera. But those are the two that if I didn't say it, people would be like, I didn't know that wasn't on sale. Yeah. You know, so
got to get those.
I had to highlight that one. And then stay tuned. We're going to be doing more continued classes like we've been doing, presentations, educational information in the evenings. We're going to do some more of those come this next year. We're still lining up a few of those. So probably the next time we're on radio, we'll have a few dates to give you all.
We might try some in the afternoon, too. Yeah. We're kind of playing around with it. Right now, we're waiting to get confirmation of what specific date for Pranaram to come talk.
Which is essential oil company.
Yep, they do essential oils. So that's going to be, I'm pretty certain that's in January, mid to late January. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they tell us before mid to late January
date. A couple days at least. Hopefully longer. So we'll have that one, and we have a few other ones in the works that we'll give you that information as it comes along.
Those have been very popular. I know from our audience that I've heard a lot of great feedback from. I hope you guys have heard just as much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They always have some of the most, compelling educators that come from that company. And folks are always kind of curious about essential oils. There's so much information. There's also plenty of misinformation, like everything nowadays. And they just know it. And we've had probably the biggest turnouts on average for these essential oil talks.
It's having that person right there in front of you and being able to ask questions or just hear the answers to questions you might have had before even getting to ask them. I mean, it's a really cool opportunity for people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So stay tuned for that. We'll get dates as soon as we get them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I can switch gears to New Year's. Mm-hmm. And if you want a teaser, should we talk food really briefly?
Yeah.
Let's do a little food. So we just want to remind people that we have some great highlights of foods for the new year as it's coming up. We have these awesome Argentina shrimp that we have. They're
very clean water.
Clean water. And there's no like fake color that they add. A lot of seafood they'll add fake colors to.
There's some like preservatives that are used in a lot of shrimp. These ones don't have any. And they're big.
They're big.
They look actually comparable or bigger than some of the biggest ones I see in restaurants around the area. Mm-hmm. And they taste really good. I don't know. We eat them whenever we get a chance.
Steven and Jacqueline make amazing shrimp tacos with it.
Oh, God, that sounds good.
Yep.
A lot of people like to do, Alfredo with that. But the shrimp, we've had so many people that haven't tried our shrimp. And just recently, they're trying it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I'm coming back for another bag. That was so good. Yeah. And I can get a lot of meals out of it because I just take a small portion out at a time. And we've just had great reviews recently.
If we could sell these at the counter, of course, they'd all be thawed out. And, not ideal.
Right.
But if we could sell them at the counter, we would be selling these like 10 a day. They'd just be going crazy. Mm-hmm. But I think they get kind of
lost in the freezer,
People just don't see them always on their, people go, like we all do, we go into a store and we kind of get on a track and we buy this thing or that thing. The shrimp, the people who found them, they found the treasure.
Oh, yeah, it's the gold.
And I think similarly with our salmon, which we've sold for longer, and that one, that one already people know about.
I was going to ask.
Wild Alaskan salmon is a big deal, and once you eat it, you don't want to eat any other salmon. It just kind of tastes terrible. I even have a hard time eating fish at restaurants. We also sell like wild
cod.
I think it's Alaskan cod. Mm-hmm. And it's just, there's none of that fishy flavor get.
True flavor.
Yeah. And the problem with salmon at the grocery stores, a lot of it comes from China or wherever. It's not wild cod two-thirds of the time.
Preservatives and food coloring is also added to it to make it look more appealing. This is the real deal.
Feed the fish like food coloring.
Yeah,
it's messed up.
Get that salmon color. If they didn't do that, it'd be gray, which would be gross looking. But I mean, basically, it is gray because they're.
That's just the natural color.
Yeah, actually, exactly. Well, it's a natural color if they're farm raised.
If they're wild diet.
Yeah, if they're wild, they're going to have that beautiful, like, pinky, like, salmon color.
Salmon, yeah.
Everyone.
Kind of like your shirt today.
Yes. More rusty color, but we'll go with it.
That's an interesting point. I do want to ask real quick. The shrimp, is that something you guys have offered for a while? I don't remember that one coming up, and like, I feel like I know your store so well.
2 years, I want to say, we've had it for.
Okay.
So if James is a no, obviously it's a little.
Good thing we're spreading the word, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Get it for the new year. Other things that are fun, we have really good grass-fed meats, so if you if you want some of those really yummy flavors, just add a little salt and you're right there. So good. And they're locally, they're up in the Millador area. And then, you know, I like to highlight, maybe you want to do a beverage, like a non-alcoholic beverage, whether it's kombucha, which is locally produced, or shrub, we've talked about many times. It's a you could mix it with alcohol, or you could have a non-alcoholic drink, and it's fantastic. It's bubbly. It's got all the right flavors. It's so fresh in a bottle. So those are fun highlights. And there's a lot more, but I didn't make a huge list. Those are just a few. But chocolate. So chocolate, I decided to bring one to sample. We have one that's really fun, and you tried it last time. It's called Sip Sip Hooray, and it's called it's got pink bubbly raspberry chocolate truffle bar, but it's got like the pop rocks in it.
Yeah, that was fun.
So wild and so fun. That's a great gift to give to somebody if you're going to their party, or to open it up and have a little bit of fun, just you at your house.
Sometimes you just want something different. And that, you know, it's chocolate, so we already know it's great.
I'm sorry, because the one that we're going to give to James today, we're not going to hear it going pop, pop, pop in his mouth. We're going to do one that's by Lily's Chocolate. And I chose this one because it's, so this one is dark chocolate, 70%. It's stevia sweetened, so it's not a high sugar. There's no sugar added to it. And a lot of people going into the new
year. We saw a lot of this because of that.
And going into the new year, some New Year's resolutions are no to low sugar. You know, they're trying to cut their sugar out, which is great because sugar is hidden in so many different things.
It's a good way to start a weight loss plan or just a general health plan is to cut out sugar.
Cut your sugar out. It really helps.
But you can still enjoy your chocolate.
This one,
as James is doing right
less
now.
Sugar, sweet life. And I will just say that I'm not a... I don't love stevia typically, but you do not pick up this a weird stevia taste.
Not at
it
all.
Tastes like a wonderful chocolate, just like you'd get
like a rich dark chocolate. Is what it tastes like. A very very good rich dark chocolate, but I didn't taste any of that. As it is, you guys are going to have to do the next interview. I'm going to be eating chocolate.
We're here. I like to talk about 4-H.
Yeah, you know 4-H. You got this. Stephen and Katrina are going to take over. But no, that is really good chocolate. That is very Lily's. It's called.
Lily's Chocolate. And we have like chocolate chips, so if people want to bake with it. Or if you want a chocolate bar, we have larger ones or little. But I think of that going into a new year, new you, like resolutions. Like, I think it's important to, we're here to help people, right? So Famine Natural Foods, we're here to help you with your New Year's resolution. And there's different ways we can mention in a moment here. But I think it's a great way if you're thinking about lessening your sugar or cutting something out of your lifestyle you don't maybe want, like gluten, or maybe you want to add things to your life, like you want more sleep. Great. We will help you with that. We have wonderful sleep formulas or suggestions. Like, I've heard a handful of our staff, when they talk to people about sleep, they're like, okay, well, let's talk about what's your routine. You need to create a really healthy routine at night. Don't be on electronics like an hour before bed, because that can mess with your circadian rhythm. So we're not just giving you a bottle at Family Natural Foods. We're going to like give you some more information, and that's what we're here to support you with your New Year's resolution. So sleep.
So your New Year's resolution is to go to sleep before midnight on New Year's.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good one. Katrina's got
such good sleep etiquette. What do they call it? Sleep hygiene.
I like that.
Kind of a weird phrase, but it's funny to be like, okay, we're talking about New Year's and New Year's Eve. Katrina's goal is to go to bed at like 9:30.
No, New Year's resolutions can start on the next day, Steven.
Okay, I'm not going to Katrina's party. It's going to be a snooze fest.
Right? It's true. It's true.
Actually, or, you know what? I'll probably be in bed by 10 o'clock myself.
I learned something fun. It's fine. I think you all are going to appreciate this. I learned something fun. It came in a kids' magazine. If you all remember Highlights, the magazine.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I love my parents. They gave my children a subscription to it. Thank you. Okay.
Great gift.
Yes, great gift. But I saw in there an article one time about a noon, so 12 p.m., noon year party. So you do it at 12 p.m. instead of a.m.
I'll be there.
And I thought, how perfect is that? You don't have to stay up as late, especially with kids. You want to do something fun, but guess what? You're not going to keep them up till midnight. Like, I'm not going to.
I love that.
Noon year. So you all can adopt that. Do it. Do something fun.
Okay.
But we're here to help you with other lovely, like, New Year's resolutions. So whether it's stress and you want to eliminate some stress in your life, anxiety, we're here to help you. Maybe you want to lessen caffeine or get gluten out of your life. Like, we're here for you. So my suggestion for everybody is that take a little time. Maybe you journal. Maybe you just sit down and think, or you talk to a friend, significant other. Think about, is there something you want to add to your life or something you want to take out that's not not helping you anymore? Mm-hmm. Think about those things as we enter 2024. And it does not have to be, you know, the clock strikes midnight and you need to know your answer.
Mm-hmm.
This can happen a month later. It can happen in July if that's when it happens. It's better for it to happen than not. So
I think
take
it's,
time.
That's such a strong point that we don't talk about enough when it comes to New Year resolutions. That it doesn't have to be on the clock strikes midnight, on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You can do these things at any time.
Yeah.
And keep that in mind when it comes to these traditions or these New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. that you are the boss. Mm-hmm. You are the one in charge of this resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let others make you feel bad about it or feel pressure from it. Look for those support systems. In fact, I encourage you to join us tomorrow morning for the morning show on WFHR. Katrina is going to be sitting in with us, and we're going to be talking about tips for New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
It all ties together.
Great. I love it.
I think one of the biggest things, just a little preview, one of the biggest things is support.
Yeah.
Well, not to say that you can call them up any time of day, but the gang at Family Natural Foods is some of the most supportive people you're going to find when it comes to these resolutions or really any of these things you're trying to do year-round. They're invested in this community. They're invested in you. They want to see you succeed almost as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
A good place to go with your resolutions, especially if you are sitting there and you're like, I want to do blank,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know where to start. I think that seems to be a lot of people's issues with many issues, sleep, weight, stopping smoking, any of the traditional ones that people have. Oftentimes it's like, okay, but it seems so daunting or it seems like such a big thing. Rewiring our brain is never easy. You know, get help. Nothing ever got accomplished without help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an important thing to, we don't do this enough, but just stopping and taking time inwardly thinking what's best for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we get too caught up in the busyness of our lives so that it's important to stop and just regroup what's important to me right now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't need a resolution for that. That's something I think you can do that if you are not going to have a resolution, I think that's another thing to be able to do on the 1st, being able to do that, assess, and stop at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
That's another one. Now, you want to have that on your list. Want to have that on your list.
Yeah. Put it on there. Check it off. We're here for you. New Year's, for sure.
Yep.
And then we'll give you a quick teaser because we're going to run out of time. Steven's going to give us a tiny bit of information on just like some things to help us with, you know, balancing our overall metabolic health.
Oh, wow. Wait, nice job with that word. I would have struggled with that one. That was not nicely done.
So like Katrina was talking about with New Year's resolutions, a lot of times it's a goal to lose weight. And I think going back to what she was just reflecting on, all these different elements, a lot of those will play a role in people's ability to lose weight or the reason they gained weight. So reflecting on some of those things like sleep, stress, those might be your underlying factors. And or part of them anyways, and they'll lead to a better quality of life anyways to try to improve your sleep and reduce stress. Other areas that I find, you know, kind of going back to the sugar thing that we were talking about, a lot of people have problems kind of getting to the bottom of sugar. And I think almost all Americans at some point and probably still are addicted to sugar. I mean, I find myself like that oftentimes getting through Christmas holidays. It's a little more apparent than ever. And there's some things that have worked really well. One in particular that's been very popular lately is called berberine. Kind of a weird word, but now it's become pretty common. And what it helps with is kind of that metabolic syndrome that Katrina said, which is a kind of a list of symptoms. A lot of them kind of starting with weight and often coming from, you know, high sugar consumption, but, you know, kind of leading to these other problems. And so what berberine's great for and why a lot of people come into our store looking for it is they're asking for something that's good for cholesterol. They're asking for something that's good for blood pressure. They're asking for something that's good for blood sugar. So again, that sugar craving. They're looking for things that are good for liver health. And there's more things that berberine has research behind it for. And so a lot of times when people are looking for this, I kind of, you know, show them berberine because this might get at a lot of those. I always tell people, look for something that's not just going after one benefit.
Right.
And especially if you can identify that your problem maybe is related to some of these other things. Maybe you do have a little bit of higher blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever. Try something that can kind of do all that and maybe help you lose some weight. I know I was talking to somebody who works at our store, and she said she had a friend who took berberine, and I think it was within like a month, like basically one bottle, she noticed, you know, a noticeable weight loss. I think it was 10 pounds or something like that.
It was significant.
And that, I was like, that's pretty cool. And I've had other, you know, we sell a lot of berberine. We've had a lot of stuff like that. We've got one down by the counter now that has I should have brought the chart in because it kind of talks about all the benefits that it kind of provides on particularly on weight loss and other things. And it was based on a statistical study, which really interesting stuff.
Stop by the store to see that sign, to see that, and to find out more about it. You know, as you've touched on this, and this comes up a number of times with you guys, but are you guys finding this too? It seems to me to be this way, where the modern consumer wants things like this more and more. Not something, I don't want to just take something that's going to help me with my headache. I want something that's going to help me with my headache and also my dehydration or other things. These multiple use things. I apologize for the sports reference, but in my head, I think of the utility player in baseball, the guy that can play first, outfield, catcher. Like that's what so many of the products we want nowadays to be able to do. And it's pretty cool to see that to me, the natural food industry, the health food industry, especially healthcare industry, really are certainly taking that to heart.
Yeah. We like to call that side benefits.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of ours really have side benefits and we highlight those too.
We really like matching people up to those things. So come in and challenge us. Hey, we got this and this.
Nice.
What can we do that could cover more than one of those things? A lot of people come in and say, oh, I wish everything was in one bottle or one pill. And it's usually, you know, depending on how long your list is, that's a little harder. But a lot of times we can get pretty close and it's always kind of a fun challenge.
As we wrap up with our last minute here, guys, people want to reach out to you, want to find out more about some of the things we talked about today, send them to the shop, right?
Yeah, you can come visit us at 910 West Grand Ave, Wisconsin Rapids. You can reach us by phone, 715-423-3120. We're on the social network, so come check out our social influence or not influence there.
Facebook, Instagram.
And, you know, I think Steve and I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year, including you, James, and just thanks and gratitude for 77 years. We feel really grateful to be in this community and feel supported. So thank you all.
Goes both ways. And we appreciate you guys too. Happy New Year to you and yours. Wish the family a happy New Year's for me, both of you. Say hi to your mom and dad for us. And we look forward to hanging out with you again next year.
Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Well, more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Arts Council of Southwood County is excited to announce a one-of-a-kind music concert that will take you on a journey through the music, performances, and visuals of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. This live performance experience will immerse you in the magic of Michael Jackson's music with one of the top three tribute artists in the world today. Michael Knight portrays Michael Jackson on Thursday, January 25th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now. The city of Schofield has been officially recognized by the Department of Natural Resources as a Green Tier Legacy Community. The city has improved efficiency across its municipal operations, participated in a collaborative project to install an ADA-accessible kayak launch in the city, and completed a water loss study to reduce total municipal water use. These and other initiatives are promoting environmental stewardship and prioritizing sustainable education in the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this December 28th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're welcoming in a bunch of fun people today. We have with us some members from the Snyder 4-H Club. Looking forward to talking 4-H, and we want to send a big thank you to UW Extension Madison Wood County, our friend Laura, for setting this up. Big thank you to her for that. Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We got a bunch of new faces in with us today. I'm going to go right down the line and let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can match your name with your voice. I'll start right in the end here.
I'm Stacy Mush, a volunteer with Snyder 4-H.
Stacy, thank you very much for being here. If you don't mind getting closer to the mic next time, that's great. Thank you, Stacy. And we also have with us...
I'm Richard Chalgowski, and I'm a member in 4-H.
Hey, Richard. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. And...
I'm Bella Mush. I'm a member in 4-H as well.
Great to have you here, Bella. Thank you very much.
I'm Emma Palm, and I'm the president of Snyder 4-H.
And we really appreciate that. I appreciate you being the president and you being here. Thank you so much for the time, you guys. We're here to promote and celebrate 4-H, especially as we get ready for a brand new year. We want more and more people to be a part of 4-H and find and discover the awesome and amazing things about it. Just as a little note to you guys, I'm a city boy. I didn't grow up with 4-H or really any animals or anything like that. And as over the years, the more and more I've learned about 4-H, the only regret I have about my youth is not being able to be a part of 4-H. It sounds awesome. It sounds great. And 4-H has evolved and grown so much over the years. I'm sure you and I can touch on that, Emma, maybe. But it's one of those things that I can't think of a kid out there who couldn't be benefited by 4-H, no matter what their interests are, what age they are. I want to get into that with you guys a little bit, too. But before we dive too far ahead, I want to know how you got involved with 4-H. What is your personal story and how you got in to be a part of things over at the 4-H. And we'll start on right on the end here.
All right. I was looking for something for my kids to join and be a part of. And 4-H is great because the whole family can get involved. And like you said, there's a lot of different avenues that they can go. So even if the kids have different likes and dislikes, they can still find what they want in 4-H.
Stacy?
Yeah.
Were you involved in 4-H?
I was not. I had some cousins who were big into a horse 4-H club.
Mm, cool.
And so they had a lot of fun with it, but I was not as a youth. So.
Well, and I find that interesting because I've talked to I've got friends and a number of parents that I've talked to that are similar to that. That they, when they were young, may have not gotten involved in 4-H, but having kids, we're always looking for things for our kids to do. Always.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how busy they are. We can always find something else. And something that is not just something for them to do, but something that grows their mind, that encourages them, supports them, like an organization like 4-H. It's a perfect match. That's really cool to hear about. Thank you for that, Stacy. Richard, how did you get involved with 4-H?
So we started with a Lego club, and then they asked us to join 4-H, and we joined, and then we went to Snyder.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool. Did you have any siblings with you that got involved in it?
Yeah,
one of them right here, right? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I had that right. Okay, thank you, Richard. Nicely done. Nice job. Eric, don't get too good at this, Richard. I need this job, okay? Don't go taking my job from me. You're pretty good already. How about you, Bella?
So my brother joined, and then a few months later, Mom's like, well, it's good for the whole family, so why don't we all be in it?
Yeah.
And then I joined, too.
Right. Very cool. Nice job. Very done. Very well done, Bella. And Stacy, Emma, how did you get involved?
So we moved to Rapids when I was like 7 or 8, and my parents were really just looking for something for us to do. And my family is kind of big into agriculture, and my mom was like, well, there's 4-H, you know, let's give this a shot. So we originally joined a smaller club named the Fantastic Shamrocks, that it was just a club of like 3 families. And then after that kind of ended, then we joined Snyder, and now we're a pretty big, we're an active family in Snyder.
Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. That group sounds really cool, too.
Yeah,
that's
it
a great
was.
Name. Great, cool. It also, that group speaks to the want and need of that in this area for you know, a while until, yeah. I think the expansion of the 4-H and the growth of the 4-H and everything has really helped that.
Yeah.
With that, there are so many families and so many kids in this area, let alone up and down the state, looking for things like this to do. And the 4-H has kind of seen that and really taking that on. The things that I saw in 4-H when I was young and what they're doing now, while there is a parallel and there's a connection, it's an evolution that has happened at 4-H. There's so many cool new things going on, and they're constantly looking for ways, well, what are the kids into? I really appreciate this about Laura and Jasmine and really all the members of 4-H over there. Is it's not so much, well, this is what I want to do, and so we're going to do it. It's kind of, what are the kids into? What are the parents saying? And really listening and talking with you guys. Is it, as an outsider, that's the way I see it. Have you seen it the same way, Stacy? Have you seen a similar thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You talked about the animals before, and now you don't have to have an animal to be in 4-H. There's so many things, cooking and robotics and electronics and so many different avenues that you can take. And yeah, Jasmine and Laura are awesome about trying to listen and getting the surveys and finding out what the youth in 4-H want so that they can make those opportunities happen.
Yeah. Emma, I'm sure that this is a key part of 4-H for you guys in your position.
For me personally, I take more of like a leadership role. So I'm not really, like when I was a kid, I was in it because of my background. But now I've found that like leadership is like where 4-H suits me best. And that's what I love so much about 4-H. Like, there's so many different parts and avenues you can take. Like, you can be a leader in Legos. You can be a leader in robotics. You can do what you're good at, and you can, like, expand on that and grow your knowledge about whatever avenue you choose. So, originally, I started with agriculture, but now I've evolved my leadership skills, and now, like, I've become so much more of a leader through 4-H, less like agricultural focused. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that 4-H gets like a bad rap for, is like it's just a bunch of farmers getting together in somebody's garage, but it's really not. It's so much fun for the kids to come and do a project and work it's more of hands-on learning rather than agricultural learning.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, they get to learn a lot of things without being lectured by a teacher about 2 + 2 = 4. They get to learn, like, hey, maybe this isn't a good choice, and maybe we should choose this, because look at what we did. We created this amazing thing because we can do this. So that's what I love about 4-H, is everybody can pick what they're good at and expand on what they're good at.
That's very well said, Emma. You're just a volunteer. That's really well said. It really encompasses so much of what we want to get across in this conversation today. I know in the couple of years I've been interviewing with Laura and Jasmine, I've learned so much about how what you're touching on there, the 4-H is so much more than agriculture. Agriculture is certainly at the heart of it and a big part of things, but there are so many more avenues and so many more outlets in that. For every kid that is into agriculture or learning more about it, there might be some that aren't. And the 4-H has seen that and addressed that. And now there are things like the Lego Club and these other or things that may not seem like it on the surface, but they all tie together, too. That part, I think, is really interesting as well. All of these things that you learn or you grow from in 4-H, whether it is ag-related or not, can be applied to those fields or really any field. The things and the lessons that you learn at 4-H are pretty universal. So while it could be pretty specific and really help with you or your child's learning in this particular area they really like, there's no... it's all benefits with the 4-H. There's no side benefit. You know, there's no negatives to this. It's all positives when it comes to it. I'd like to actually get into that part of things with you guys a little bit about what you have learned with 4-H. And I'm going to start with you two kids first, if you don't mind, and then kind of expand to the adults and see what you guys have picked up from it. But Richard, if you don't mind, what are some of the things you've learned from 4-H?
Well, I learned to...
It's a tough question. I know. It's a tough because you learn so much. It's like, oh, I got to pick one thing. It's not easy, I imagine. Yeah.
I learned to do things with other people at the food stand, and cool. Actually, I did a lot and learned a lot.
Yeah. It sounds like you had a fun time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Nice job, Richard. Nice job. Bella, how about you?
I did a lot with poultry showing, so we kind of have a lot of chickens, and I really wanted to learn more about them, so I decided to show some 1 year, and I got pretty good at it, so now I do it every year.
Very cool. What does that take? Again, I'm a city boy. I don't know much about that stuff. What do you do with that when it comes to presenting them that?
So what we have to do is we just have to tell them about the breed, a lot of doing... questions, Q&A, and then we have to handle the bird, show them how to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. I couldn't do something like that. That's really cool.
I actually won an award for my division in poultry showmanship.
Nice. Very cool. Nice work, Emma. Very impressive, both of you. That's really cool. Nice job. So as kids, we see some of the things and learn some of the things that they have picked up on. And certainly when Jasmine or Laura and I talk about this, or we bring guests in, these are some of the things we talk about and learn. We know as adults, we continue to learn and grow, hopefully, as you do. And I'm curious for you guys, at your age and your kind of roles, what you have picked up and what you've learned. Stacy, as a volunteer, as a mom, how about for yourself? What have you picked up from 4-H, whether it's personal or just kind of observed?
Yeah, one of the biggest things with Snyder and the food stand is, and making our pies, I've learned how much the younger kids actually are capable of, which, you know, sometimes as parents and as adults, you're a 5-year-old, you're not going to roll out pie crust.
Yeah.
But they actually can, and they can wait on people and take orders at the food stand, and so it's really giving them a sense of being needed and helpful and learning those awesome skills. And then us as adults being like, okay, yes, they can do these things for themselves, and we need to make sure to let them do more and more.
It's a great lesson to learn. That's one of those ones I'll completely own as a parent. Took me a long time to learn. We want so much the best for our kids. We want them to be able to do so many great things and have better and achieve more than we ever did in all this. And at the same time, we want to wrap them in bubble wrap and not let them have any bad experiences and not break it, you know, and all these things. So it's that balance that you got to do sometimes. And it's that's an interesting perspective to pull from this. One of the things pulled from this. Thank you for sharing that. Emma, how about for yourself, especially in the volunteer position or in the position that you're in?
Yeah, so I think that the biggest thing that I've learned is just like all of my leadership skills that I've gathered, because Laura does these great leadership trainings that I feel like I take a lot away from. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just giving kids the ability to do is the biggest part of 4-H. And I feel like I've really learned a lot of how to do that and how to do that safely and how to do that like properly, to the point where they're not learning like how to get away with things or learning how to like do things wrong but still get it done. Like, I feel like I've learned a lot as to how to give kids the ability to do something and then be proud of what they've done and like have like heart in what they're doing. And I don't know, I just think it's really cool to see a younger member doing a project with a bunch of like middle schoolers, and they did just as good of a job, and they think that they've like done everything they possibly could have, and they're super proud of something. I just think that's super, super cool to see that like I'm the one that was that was leading that activity and that I could do that.
One of the things that I pick up hearing you talk about this in both your answers to our questions so far today, Emma, is that what you personally, the growth you have made, and then the confidence and leadership that you have learned from this. Yeah. And I think that that leads real perfectly into everything we're talking about with 4-H. And so much of when Laura joins us or Jasmine, we're talking about foodies or the clubs that are available. One of the things that I like to be able to do when we have an opportunity is really talk about the things that are universal with 4-H. Whatever programs your kid is involved in or you as a parent are involved in, however you're involved in 4-H, there are certain things that are covered. The empowering part of things, empowering these kids and building their confidence, giving them more strength and courage and simple confidence going forward. I don't think that we could ever do enough of that in life. I don't think that we could ever, there's never going to be a point, or that kid's confident enough. Like, no, that we can always build our children up. We can always make them feel better and stronger and everything. That is a really unique part of it. The leadership part of things, too. Everybody has a leader inside them. And learning what that means to be that and embrace that is something that can only benefit you going forward, no matter what field you go into. The relationships that get built, the friendships that created, that's something that whenever it comes up with anybody from 4-H, the smiles that pop on people's faces as they think of a friend or somebody that they've met through 4-H, those are all really, really important parts of this too. As we're talking about 4-H, and certainly want to encourage people to be a part of things at 4-H, if I came to you as somebody, and I have kids, I'm thinking about having my kids join 4-H, what are some of the ways that you would sell it to me? What is one of the things that you would say to me as far as getting my kids involved in 4-H? I will ask you first, Emma, and then I'll be on to you, Stacy. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Emma. I didn't want to do it to Stacy, so I felt like I already put Stacy on the spot too many times. I wanted to switch it up a little bit.
The one thing that I would say, if you are wanting to get your kid into 4-H, is to, like, I can't really explain to you what all of the benefits. So the number one thing is I would say to come to a meeting. That's where you're going to learn what we do, what we're about, how we run things, and like, I can't really explain to you in words, like, all of the benefits of 4-H, because they're really hidden benefits. Like, you see the big benefits, like community involvement and doing all of these awesome things with our community, but you don't really see, like, the kids learning through the meetings and through the activities that we do. So I would really, like, there's not one thing that I can say to say, hey, you should put your kid in 4-H. I think you should just come to a meeting, just check it out, and if you really think, hey, this isn't my forte, I don't want my kid to be involved in this, then, you know, I'm not going to say you have to stay, but I do think that the biggest thing to get yourself involved in 4-H is to just come to a meeting and just to see what we're all about.
It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It takes a little bit of your time. And really, even when you do join 4-H, that's something I think to keep in mind to families out there. It's not a huge time commitment. Most of these clubs or these classes or programs don't last that long. They're usually once a week or that kind of thing, and are not huge time restraints and don't often involve a big amount of money, if any at all. And there are always scholarships available, too, through the 4-H. I always like to make sure to mention that. That's really good stuff, Emma. Thank you for that. Stacy, for you and your perspective, like, how would you encourage people, family and kids, to be a part of 4-H?
Yeah, I think 4-H is really great because it shows kids how to be a member of a group. Like, if you're, as an adult, a member of a group, they use, you know, there's a board and then they make decisions and vote. And that's how 4-H is run as well. And it's the kids who do the voting and bring the motions to the table. So it's really teaching those kids how to be a part of a group like that and how to go through those processes. And there's also just so many opportunities. You were talking about the foodies that Jasmine does, teaching them how to make different things for food. There's tons of different programs. There's trips that they can go on. There's summer camp. There's something for everyone. And like Emma said, there's just so much that you can do, so it's hard to really narrow it down into one thing, which is awesome because then there's something for everyone.
Right.
So, I mean, 4-H really is for pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
We have one meeting a month. I think that's kind of standard for most 4-H clubs, so it's one meeting a month, and then we try to do a fun activity every month, and then try to do some community service in there.
Yeah. And Stacy, you are good. You just set me up perfectly. It's exactly where I wanted to go, Ness. I love a good segue. Nicely done. We've touched on a number of great benefits about 4-H, both individually or as a whole, as a family, different things about that. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure we touched on with 4-H is the community involvement, the civil engagement. We are always looking for ways to, for kids to be more proud of where they're from and to learn their roots and learn their area and that. And 4-H does that without doing it in a way. Like it's very organic, though, no pun intended. It's the way it works with 4-H, where you're working in the community, you're helping, you're volunteering, you're doing different events in your community, and maybe places that you've seen before, maybe that you haven't. But as you do these things, you can't help but take a pride in your community, a pride in your area. And we can only have there's only good things that can come from that. There's no downside to that, whether it's currently or it's in the future. We're investing in our future with these kids. We're investing in our community's future with these projects, with these kids, and with 4-H. So much of that is necessary, I think, in life, and especially as we're going forward here. We don't have as many opportunities maybe as we used to be able to have those civil engagements or those opportunities for kids to take some pride in their neighborhood or in their pride in their city and that. 4-H really empowers that, really embraces that. How about for as far as the meetings go, traveling? It doesn't seem one of the things that I had a listener ask me the last time we had Jasmine join us was, I see that there's some events in Marshfield, some in Rapids. When it comes to something like that, doesn't seem like there's a lot of travel, like a huge travel time involved. And if you live in central Wisconsin, you know what it's like to go to Wausau or Marshfield or Pullover or anything like that. Is that the case for you? Do you see it that way?
So for us, we have our meetings at the VFW right over here in Rapids. So it's not that big of a travel, and our meetings are only 30 minutes long. So with people with little kids, you're not up past bedtime, and then it's a fight. So, and then we have a lot of our events in Schneider. We try to keep them in Rapids, and there's plenty of other clubs out in Marshfield and in Point where that's a little bit closer to home if you're from there. But a lot of, the fair is in Marshfield, and a couple of events are in Marshfield, but events are really scattered out, you know. There's some in Pittsville, there's some in Rapids here, there's some really everywhere, and you kind of think about what event you're going to, because the stuff that is led by, National 4-H might be in Washington, D.C., or there's a trip that you can go on that goes all across the United States, which is very, very cool, and so I don't think that travel is really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're going to be traveling an hour every single night to go to a 20-minute meeting that.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that if you are wanting to actually travel, outside of the state, that's definitely a great option through 4-H because you can do that safely. And but your day-to-day travel or your month-to-month travel through 4-H is really not going to be that big of a step for your family.
So the listener that asked me about that came back a little bit later and told me that they were really enjoying that part of it, that it was close, but also that they were able to get out of town a little bit. There was a little bit. It wasn't a huge reach or a huge traveling time or anything like that by any means, but even that little bit of travel they enjoyed. So I think that there's, again, nothing but positives when it comes to that. And it's important, too, I think, as a parent, right, Stacy, to be able to know that, okay, I'm not going to spend half of my night in the car taking my kid to something, that you're going to spend majority of time in the meeting or in the project. Have you found it that way, or I don't want to assume?
It's really cool because there's, like Emma was talking about, there's so many opportunities, and our local club is local, so that's usually what you do is find a club that's pretty close to you for the meetings, and then each 4-H is broken down by county. So in Wood County, we kind of expect for the countywide projects that you might have to go somewhere else in Wood County.
Yeah.
But the 4-H office does a really good job at trying to spread things out. Like last year, our Project Discovery Days was in Rapids, and this year it's in Marshfield.
Yeah.
And last year, Creative Arts Day was in Pittsville, and this year it's going to be in Rapids. Yeah. So they really try to alternate so that the same families aren't having to travel all the time.
Laura and Jasmine and their team do such an amazing job. Just want to shout them out real quick and thank them again, not only for bringing you guys in, and we made some new friends today, but also the work that they do in our community is so vital. And really, and all of you guys, too. Want to thank you because you're a part of that. You're a big part of that. So we appreciate you guys. Appreciate you being here. Richard, Bella, you guys were awesome. You guys did really good. But you guys, you got away yet before college, right? I got my job for a little longer, just a couple more years. Just need a couple more years, then you can have the job. It's all yours. But really nice job, you two. Do you want to say hi to Mom and Dad or anything like that? Do you guys want to, any last thing you want to mention? No? That's okay if there isn't. I just want to give you a chance. Okay. Again, both of you, thank you very much for being on the air with us, and I hope you guys can join us again sometime. Thank you for the time. Emma, appreciate you. Really nice job today. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to having you back sometime.
Thank you.
And Stacy, wonderful meeting you. Thank you so much for your perspective and what you're doing with this group and your kids and everything. Appreciate you. Thank you much for being here. One more time, a big thank you to Laura and Jasmine for joining us. You can find out more about 4-H by going to 4h.extension.wisc.edu. You can do what I did. I test this out all the time. Wood County 4-H, just throw that in your search bar. It pops up right away. It might be an easier way to do it. Laura and I have been joking for years. We're trying to figure out a way to give email addresses over the air. Web page addresses over the air. It's never easy. We've got to figure that out with the audio medium here. But again, 4h.extension.wisc.edu. Be sure to follow your local 4-H on Facebook as well. It's another great way to keep up on all the good things that they're doing over there. Again, all of you, thank you so much for the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Almost Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast.
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.